And what these monasteries do and what this place does is it supports us. It holds us while we practice, while we struggle, while we succeed and fail. And I'm sure for all of us, perhaps I'm just speaking for myself, but pretty sure I'm not. It does take a lot of failure. It's a lab. It's a laboratory within which we throw stuff at the wall and find what sticks, see what works, what practices, what teachings, what ways of looking at things lead each of us to a place of well-being, to a place of peace. Because that's really, in the end, what it's all about. Does it work? And some things are going to work for some people and some things aren't going to work for other people, and that's fine. There's many teachings, there's many practices. But the monastery supports us, the monastery holds us, and the monastery frees us from other concerns and other worries and other responsibilities and allows us to dedicate ourselves to this practice. Whether we come as a guest, we stay as a permanent resident, or we end up ordaining as a monastic. And obviously we're allowed to do this. We're given this opportunity because of the lay community. We wouldn't have any of this if it wasn't for the lay community. It's, my very life is sustained by the gifts of others. The electricity, the food, the clothes. And at this point, for any of us who've been here longer than 7 years, these very bodies essentially have been given to us by the lay community. I hope that doesn't sound too esoteric. Meaning that the body sort of is essentially like a new body every 7 years. I hope I'm not saying something that's completely incorrect scientifically. But this is my understanding. It's a great privilege. It's a great opportunity. And it's just a constant offering for a constant reflection on gratitude. For myself, the lay community here at Abayagiri, currently the lay community out at Temple, and in previous monasteries I stayed at.